So when I was in my 20s, I had a period of time where I was really depressed and really anxious, and my life was not what I expected it to be when I was that age, or really at any point. And I really was just paying attention to the daily tasks of living, but my life was out of sync with everybody else, and I didn't have a lot of the routines and things, and I didn't like interacting with my friends and peers because I felt like my life was not what it was supposed to be, and just not the same as them. And so one of the things that I did was to get a dog as the best antidepressant that I have ever had. And Gandalf was supposed to be add structure and joy to my life. He was going to make me have to get up at 6 in the morning to take him for walks regularly. He was going to be great in all sorts of ways. And turned out that when he got home, that he was the dog with the bladder of steel, who, instead of making me get up, would crawl in bed with me and make snuggling in bed better and sweet and longer, which was a different kind of treatment for my depression. And great, as he turned out, he was wonderfully energetic. Also, turns out that we all end up with pets that are like us. And my wonderful and perfect dog had a serious anxiety problem of his own. So we ended up after I got he was he really did work as an antidepressant for me and was wonderful, but we ended up about 7 months after he came to live with me, a wonderful product of the SPCA as well, at the doggy therapist, whose website was www.dogswithissues.com. So, he'd been recommended by the vet, but I also had a family friend who had had to bring their dog there too. So, you know. But Gandalf, we went and went out, drove out to this horse farm in Moncton, and I was told that what I had was a dog that was really wonderful 95% of the time, but was unpredictably anxious and aggressive around food, around other things, and due to the predictable state of this, that she really thought that what I should do was put him down. Which, because someday, with this dog that I loved so much and was so devoted to, he was going to seem like the calm and perfect dog, I would let my guard down and something awful would happen. I could not do this. He had mental health issues. I had mental health issues. We needed to learn to work on them together. I wasn't going to give up on them. But as a true Harry Potter reader, it was probably the best thing she could have said to me, because when he got older later on in life, I never let my guard down, and I always strived for constant vigilance. And I wa but he was sweet and supportive and crazy. I nicknamed his evil twin Fladnag, as the Gandalf backwards. And whenever he came out to visit with the snarling dog, we went to the vet because there was something wrong with him. My dog got diagnosed for everything so much earlier in any process. I cannot tell you how many urinary tract infections and bursitis in his shoulder and sores and things he got treated for, because he snarled at me when he was in pain, and he was the poster dog for let sleeping dogs lie, because he was a soldier sleeping on alert. But he was also my sweet, wonderful, fabulous family and wonderful dog who ate dragged stalks of kale out of the garden and munched on them happily, would steal broccoli from the counter, eat watermelon, lamb chops whole too. He's definitely a carnivore, but loved all of that. And part of that process was that he ended up being on Prozac and an antacid, because Prozacs make dogs and people more susceptible to anti-inflammatories. And since that he was treated for bursitis in his shoulder, he ended up with a GI bleed, so he had to be on the antacid and all these different things. So we would take, he took, I would joke that someday I was going to write a book called Peanut Butter and Prozac in the Morning, because Gandalf took peanut butter and Prozac in a little ball every morning very happily, and was a happy, wonderful, tromping along, best vegetable eating, providing the support that he knew I needed. He would find me when I disappeared somewhere in the house and come and get me, and react joyfully every time he saw me, unless he was returning to the house, and then he just checked to make sure all of his toys were in the right place. But he was a perfect companion and antidepressant as we treated our mental health together.